Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello again from the North Pole. I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Santa Claus continues his deliveries to the Middle East at this hour as believers in Africa and Europe are eager for his arrival there in the hours ahead. Joining us from behind Santa's sleigh is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, we're getting a lot of questions about the reindeer. How are they holding up?
They appear to be doing just fine, Frank. So far, the reindeer have been well fed on our journey tonight, getting plenty of food and water thanks to the generous believers out there.
Crash, we have on our website some very clear instructions this year from the reindeer department about what folks should leave out for them to eat and drink. Do you think enough people get that information?
Well, I'm glad you reminded me of that, Frank, and yes, I would tell you that some people have seen that information, but more could see it. People need to remember that these reindeer are athletes, and they have some unusual dietary concerns that we can all help with. People are just trying to be nice and leaving out all kinds of different things to eat and drink, especially those treats that are customary for their part of the world. The reindeer diets are pretty simple.
Crash, what kinds of things are you seeing they are leaving out that maybe they shouldn't?
Well, reindeer need to avoid things with too much sugar or things that are salty or spicy, Frank. That stuff just hurts their little tummies. Water is better than any other kind of liquid, and it doesn't even have to be cold. And dried oats are their favorite, Frank.
Do the reindeer eat anything if they stop at a house that doesn't leave them anything to eat?
Oh, yes, they do, Frank. Reindeer love to eat natural vegetation and berries and grasses. In fact, where I grew up, it was something of a tradition on Christmas morning to go outside and see the reindeer tracks in the dirt and to look for the bushes that they ate stuff from. They do that all over the world, Frank.
Okay, Crash, thanks for those reminders and that great information. For more about feeding the reindeer, we remind our listeners to visit SantaUpdate.com for more information. From the North Pole, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.